This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome to Resource Centre. My name is Majida Hashim. Every company has some sort of web presence right now, and whether it is to promote your products, services or events, it seems like the web is one of those indispensable channels to get the word out there. And when you're competing with so many other companies offering almost the same services as you do, appearing on the very first line or the very first page of a search not only puts more eyeballs on your brand, but also speaks lengths about a company's reputation. Because of this, SEO, or search engine optimization, has become one of the big buzzwords of 2017. To explore more about SEO, I caught up with Jaap Snoek-Henkemans, founder and owner of Google Page Rank 1 SEO, for a crash course on SEO.
Search engine optimization, or SEO as it is better known, is a set of techniques to improve the visibility of your website on Google. In other words, get your website on page one of Google, where a lot of people will click on it, and which will probably increase your business if you are depending on your website for your business. And it's not a miracle cure. It takes 6 to 9 months to reach that goal using SEO, but it's a permanent investment. There are no recurring costs. Your rankings might vary a little bit over time, but if your content is interesting enough for people to click on your website and actually stay on it, then you will keep those high rankings that you had. 99% of people in Malaysia use Google. They don't use Yahoo or Bing. So they go on Google for anything they're looking for. And page two is the best place to hide a dead body. So they only look on the results on page one. Mm-hmm. So if they see you there just below the Google AdWords, there's a very high probability they will click on your link. Now, if your content is good and is answering the question that the person typed into Google, then they will look at your site, look at your products, and hopefully fill out a contact form or call you or WhatsApp you, and you have a new lead.
Yep, as it turns out, has mastered the art of understanding how Google's search algorithms work, and this has enabled him to work with companies to grow their own website rankings to eventually appear on the very first page of a Google's search where certain keywords are concerned. I wanted to know how Google's search algorithms ranks these search results.
Well, assuming you have done professional on-page SEO, according to the SEO community, the most important factors for Google are content that answers the query that people have put into Google, the number of authority links to your website. So, for instance, if you have a website and you want to increase that factor where Google looks at, you just go to LinkedIn, write an article, and put a link to your website.
Oh.
That gives a lot of high authority, because LinkedIn is a very high authority website, and it passes that authority onto your website. So the more links, quality links, from other websites to yours is a very important ranking factor. Then the third one, I'm convinced that it's a very important one, but not everybody will agree with me, that is the click-through rate to your website. So the number of times people actually click on this search result and then stay on it rather than pressing the back key. Because Google can register that and sees it as a signal that your website actually provided the answer that people were looking for. So it's Google is all about user experience. I will get to that later. But they want to give the best answer, not because they're such a friendly company, but they want to remain the biggest search engine company in the world, because then everybody will still want to advertise on Google, which is their main stream of income. So they want to provide the best answer. So people stay on Google and don't go to Bing or Yahoo or whatever. Mm-hmm. The fourth, fifth, and sixth factor are mobile friendliness.
Okay.
Google is forcing websites to be mobile friendly. They're rolling out the mobile first index this year or early next year, where they will definitely give more priority to mobile-friendly websites than sites that are not, because they are difficult to read on mobile phones. You have to, you know, open up your phone to read the font. And
mm-hmm.
page loading speed is a very important factor. Google wants it to be 3 seconds or below, because you lose your visitors after 3 seconds. And I see a lot of websites that take like 20 seconds to load on a mobile phone, which is killing your business. People would just not wait for it to load. You'll just click back and try something else. And the last one, Google is pushing secure websites very hard. So if you have an HTTP domain, you have to upgrade it to HTTPS. Mm-hmm. S stands for secure, because next year people will just see, when they see a result, not secure in front of your
they're going to
Google
put that
listing
up that it's not secure.
So that's not, you know, not a good thing
to
see.
Yeah, you don't want that label.
No. Then there are some 250 other factors, but there are
minor.
So the top six I just mentioned, quality, backlinks, click-through rate, mobile friendliness, page loading speed, and a secure website are the most important factors once you have done professional on-page SEO. After you've done all this,
yeah.
And you're patient enough to have the all this and the on-page SEO take effect,
mm-hmm.
then you'll see a lot of movement after 4 months. And then somewhere, depending on the amount of online competition that you have, somewhere between 6 and 12 months should be sufficient to rank on page one with your most relevant product keywords or service keywords.
Let's face it, every company wants their brand to appear on the very first line of the very first page of a Google search. Having said that, what kind of companies stand to benefit most from SEO? And is SEO for everyone?
I would say medium to large sized companies who benefit a lot by an increase, a monthly increase of 10 business leads or 10 sales transactions. So the return on investment for the initial costs for SEO is good. Companies that sell either cheap items or cheap services, those companies, the business case is a bit difficult to make, because their potential increase in revenue would probably not outweigh the costs for SEO.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always targeting companies that do, for instance, medium to large turnkey projects, installing an entire playground, putting artificial grass on football fields or hockey fields, you know, the bigger projects. And if they can get like 5 or 10 more leads a month, they can double or triple their sales figures easily. When I finish my projects, I always keep following up, and all of my customers have reported a huge increase in their revenue,
mm-hmm.
sometimes tripling it. And I keep asking them, even 6 months after my project is finished, how's your business going? By the way, here are your current rankings. It's just a sort of customer aftercare service. Well, as I said, any medium to large size company who can profit a lot from getting more leads via their website should definitely use SEO, because it's the best marketing investment that you can do, because it lasts and there are no recurring costs, if you stick to Google AdWords, you just keep paying and paying and paying. And as soon as you stop paying, you drop off the page off page one because mm-hmm. your ads won't show at the top.
Today, I'm speaking to Jaap Snok-Henkemans, founder and owner of Google PageRank 1 SEO, in a crash course on understanding SEO. We're going to take a short break right now, but when we come back, we'll speak to Jaap about smaller companies and what they can do to increase your online visibility. Stay tuned right here on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Resource Center. My name is Majida Hashim. Today, I'm speaking to Jaap Snok-Henkemans, founder and owner of Google PageRank 1 SEO, in a crash course about search engine optimization. SEO, as we understood, is the art of improving rankings, driving traffic, and increasing awareness of a brand's online presence. Just before the break, we spoke about the fine art of understanding how Google algorithms determine how search results are ranked. What we need to be aware of is that these algorithms are ever-evolving and this can affect search results, sometimes quite dramatically. Yet relates an experience where he went to the rescue of a company that suddenly got dangerously deranked.
I was working for this US customer and at some point in time, Google rolled out a new algorithm update which, for some reason, hit him very hard. So overnight, I saw his rankings dropping by 2 pages or something. And so I fought back for 3 or 4 months to get him back on track. But those things can happen. But this was the most extreme case. Like he went from position 3 to 33, which is really dramatic.
Yeah.
So from page 1 to page 4.
Yeah.
So I had to fix that. Well, there's not much to do about that because people cannot know what Google is changing in their algorithms. So the only thing they can do is ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Please fix this. Well, as of end of last year, Google has introduced an artificial intelligence system integrated in their ranking algorithm. It's called RankBrain.
Mm-hmm.
And this affects every query, and it's learning and learning. So Google not only knows a lot of every website, but it also knows a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it knows where you are. It knows the places you go to. It knows your preferences. It knows the sort of things that you're searching for. So when you put those two together, the nature of search and search results will drastically change.
Which makes SEO actually even more important, doesn't it?
It does in a sense, but you have to be prepared for all these changes because mm-hmm. Google updates its algorithms sometimes every day, but sometimes there are major changes where you see huge fluctuations in worldwide rankings on Google. And then the entire SEO community is scratching behind their ears what this could be because Google never tells what it is,
mm-hmm.
Except the ones that they're going to prefer mobile-friendly pages, that they are focusing on fast loading. But, of course, they should tell those because that's all to increase or improve the user experience when you Google.
Despite the ever-evolving algorithms, though, the benefits of applying SEO to your website is undeniable. It is likened to getting as much footfall into your shop as possible, and in this case, as many eyeballs onto your online presence as possible. The end game, as any entrepreneur would tell you, is visitor-to-customer conversion. Knowing this, what does a company need to do in preparing to invest in SEO?
Well, my advice would be go to Google and type best SEO company Malaysia. Then note down the first 5 or so results that pop up below the ads. Then ask those 5 companies to give them a free SEO analysis of your website. Those who are willing to do that already get a bonus point. If they don't, forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then this SEO analysis should tell you something very honest about the quality of your website, your current rankings, your online competition, your competitors' rankings, your page speed, your mobile friendliness, etc., etc. So at least you know where you stand, what you need to change, and if SEO is something for you, because if you're already ranking high, then, I mean, why invest in it?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're ranking on the seventh page for your most important keyword, then yes, I would definitely recommend SEO. One important thing is that you need to have a back office in place,
mm-hmm.
because nothing is worse than people filling out a contact form and never getting an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So you need this back office who can immediately reply, pass it on to the Salesforce or your solution engineers or whatever, so that there's immediate follow-up. Without that, SEO makes no sense. And you also have to make sure that your contact form actually works. I've seen so many websites where I tested the contact form and it just returned an error.
Mm.
So nobody can ever reach you.
As mentioned by Yap, SEO is most beneficial for medium to large companies. And as an expert in brand visibility online, I asked Yap, what can smaller companies do to boost your online presence on the internet? And if having a social media presence is sufficient in growing one's brand, this is what he has to say.
I would take a very hard look at your own website and ask yourself the question, if somebody Googles something that's relevant to my business and he would see my website, does it really provide him or her with the information that he's looking for, or could I improve on that?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a clear call to action, like subscribe to our newsletter, contact us today, or a WhatsApp icon with which people can WhatsApp you directly? Because most Malaysians are too lazy to fill out contact forms.
Mm-hmm.
So I now introduce this WhatsApp icon on all the companies that I work for, because it's much easier just to tap that icon and then send a message. I would say do an own proper site, because on Facebook, 90% of the reactions are PM,
mm-hmm.
PM me, berapa, berapa harga, what's the price? I mean, you end up with just answering those questions and PMing, and it's very tedious with very little results. Well, you could start by visiting my website and requesting a free SEO analysis,
mm-hmm.
because that's one of the services we offer, free SEO analysis, free speed analysis. So at least you can get a fix on where you stand right now. It comes also with your current rankings for the keywords that I think are the most important pertaining to your business. It comes with a competitor analysis. And with that document, at least you can decide whether you need SEO, whether you're willing to invest in it.
I've been speaking to Yap Snok Henkemans, founder and owner of Google PageRank 1 SEO, in a crash course on search engine optimization. If you've missed any part of this interview, you can download the podcast on the BFM app, available now on the App Store and on Google Play. And if you're old school, you can head on over to bfm.my and search for SEO. My name is Majida Hashim for Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.